everyone. This is Jet reporting live at the Last Green Festival in Brooklyn, Connecticut for Rock This Magazine. Right now we have with us Matt from Motion Radio Receiver. How are you doing this fine morning, afternoonish, Matt?
Awesome.
And who else do we have with us?
I'm Brian.
Nelson.
And this is?
Motion Radio Receiver.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, so let me ask you the same question I'm asking everyone here.
Yes.
Why was it important for you guys to play this particular festival?
I think this is, it's just an awesome cause, you know, I mean, to preserve, you know, nature and wildlife. I mean, and it's really cool to, for everyone, you know, just to get together. And I mean, if we all get together and just focus on one common goal, that's when you can really get things accomplished.
And do you really think that people that attend the fest will leave with a more heightened sense of awareness on environmental and healthier issues? And
yeah, I mean, I think before something of this magnitude happens, you know, not many people are really informed, and it takes something of this size to really get people involved.
Right, and, you know, it had to be kind of tough. You guys opened up the festival today, right?
Yes.
Kicked it off.
Yes, we did.
I mean, you guys kicked off the entire festival. That is
fun.
An important spot to be in.
It was a good time.
And a hard spot to be in, too, at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And you guys got to kind of rally the crowd up
and
stuff. But, you know, you did a great set out there.
Thank you.
I heard that you said, see, I paid attention, that you have a demo that's coming out soon.
We do. We're in the midst of putting the demo together. It's mastering, you know, and we should have it within a month. You can visit motionradioreceiver.com for details and when it's coming up.
Okay, so in the writing process still, doing that kind of thing, or is it all written out? Ready to go? You just got to lay it down?
We're always in the writing process.
Yeah.
We have a few songs we're doing really fast, you know.
Yeah.
It's going really well. But
so are you guys all from the same area?
Pretty much. We're like an hour in between us all. Like, I travel like 45 minutes for band practice.
So it's not too hard for you all to get together
and try to do.
Okay, so have you done any recording yet, like in studio or just on your own?
For the demo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's better.
Mm-hmm. So when you do that, you all get together in the studio and do that. You don't go in piece by piece, like, okay, you'll be there.
Well,
send this by email. And
we did piece by piece, but we didn't like throw it over email. We were in the same area.
Okay, well, that's
we
better.
Just, you know, record each instrument.
Because it's tough when you do that stuff over email.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Half the bands are like spread out all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really, really hard to do it. So you guys kind of have the advantage that you are in the same area that you'll be able to do this.
Yeah.
Is there any particular recording studio you guys are going with? Are you going to do it local or do you have one already picked out?
We're staying local for now.
Yep.
If we do anything more serious, we might look into something like, you know, more professional. But
yeah,
so tell us a little more about you guys. I mean, how long you've been around?
Well, we've all separately been around for years, you know. Other bands.
How long has Motion Radio Receiver been around?
I'd say about, 6 months?
Yeah.
Also, you guys
it's very new.
Fairly new. And are you all, like you said, you are all from other bands. Are these other bands you're from kind of the same genre? You're not like from a polka band and you're not... Busted!
I've done a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
My last band was kind of actually like ska punk, so it was more upbeat. So this is more laid back rock, which I definitely like, obviously.
Yeah.
So
it is. How would you describe your band? When I was listening to you guys, you really mix it up quite a bit. You're kind of rocky. There's even some kind of sludgy stuff in there.
Yeah.
There's
different influences that we're all into, which is awesome. I mean, you know, Nelson, he's got crazy bass influences, you know, Victor Wooten, and, and it's cool to have that style in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Briggs, he's got, you know,
stuff like influences,
and it's cool.
You're all in like the high school band and stuff like that.
I was
jazz. You're the drummer.
Yes.
So jazz, you did a lot of.
I was jazz band,
mm-hmm.
and then I did the whole marching band thing, which was good for like rudiments.
I was just gonna say, rudiments and that kind
really
of stuff.
That really helped.
And the band, I just out of curiosity, SJC Drum Kit, out of Massachusetts. Have you been there?
I have not.
Oh, okay, that's a cool.
I should go.
Not that they're the best band in the world, but Panic of the Disco has their drums from there. There's a lot of bands, and
I
do a lot of stuff with drummers.
Yeah,
so I know.
That's doing drums a lot.
That's my right.
You're right. Okay. Well, anyways, tell us again where people can find you guys on the net so they can follow you around.
MotionRadioReceiver.com.
There you go. And you're on Facebook too, right?
We are on Facebook.
Have to be on Facebook. All right. Well, thanks a lot so much.